The heart of the question is whether tobacco giant Philip Morris defrauded smokers by pitching light cigarettes. Back in 2003, a court ruled yes and granted smokers a monster $10 billion judgment, only for it to be reversed by the Illinois Supreme Court. Legal wrangling has given smokers a second shot before Illinois' high court. The huge amount of money and the case's up-down path make it stand out. But on top of that, there's the matter of who will once again be on the bench. Justice Lloyd Carmier. Carmier's first election set records for spending. His campaign had indirectly benefited from a $500,000 donation from Philip Morris's parent company. Critics upset that Carmier had voted to let Philip Morris off its $10 billion hook denounced him for not recusing himself 10 years ago. They'd unsuccessfully tried to bounce him from ruling this round, too. I'm Amanda Vinicky.